It's now time for tonight's postgame coaches show presented by Bearings. This team tonight, Coach, in LaSalle, very aggressive, but from the onset of this game, seemed like the Wildcats had a really good flow and movement to the offense.
Well, I want to first say that Kevin Kulik, and who had the scout, was sensational in his preparation. Coming off the Rhode Island victory, we had a very light walkthrough on Sunday, and then a light practice yesterday. Our guys worked really hard, both in the light walkthrough and the light practice, but they were really keyed in and focused upon what Kevin presented, and Kevin made some great decisions as we planned this game, and I thought our guys did a terrific job of implementing the game plan.
Kellen Grady, we talked about him on Saturday, extra bounce, fire, however you want to look at it. He had that bounce again to his step. It seems like he's got, I want to say, a little bit more confidence in every part of his game right now, including defensively.
Yeah, you know, we called a play for him to begin the game with, and he delivered with that play. And he's the kind of guy that when you call a play from him in practice, he makes it. And it just gives you coaches confidence that, you know, call plays for him because, and we don't run many plays, but we ran a couple of sets for him tonight, and he really capitalized very well.
Coach, Nelson continues just to make an impact. What are you most proud of with his growth?
Well, he does all the little things, the things that don't go recognized so much as by the media, by the fans, as much as by us as coaches and teammates. You know, he caught a couple of passes from Luca in the paint that were very difficult to catch, and he finished every one of them. Ran the court and got that wonderful pass from John. So I'm just so proud of him wanting to do the details, the little things, and having the discipline to do that. And for a guy that's as inexperienced he is at the Division I level, that really makes me really very pleased.
And, Coach, another guy who has stepped up recently in an expanded role, David Christensen, what have you seen from him of late?
15 minutes tonight, 4-for-4 from the foul line. I thought he defended superbly. And I thought he did a wonderful job on the rebounding as well.
And you look at Nelson, third straight start. It looked like him and Luca had a little two-man game working.
Yeah, you know, they are very conscious of Luca, and Luca does pass the ball very well. You saw him throw that one bounce pass over here in the second half, which was, you know, sometimes we try to thread the needle a little bit too much, and I think it might have led to a turnover. But Luca has such great feel. He just has such a feel for the game, and he was able to deliver. But as I said, Nelson had to catch that in traffic and finish it, and he did a great job of that.
Let's switch gears over to the Wildcat defense. You hold them to 49 points tonight. I thought in one area of the game, the defense against Croswell was really well done. You had to get down on him quickly because if he catches too deep, he's hard to stop.
Yes, he sure is. I think he's as good as a front court player as there is in a conference. I think that Jason Kimbrough is very good as well. But don't, you know, they're guards. They got 6-7 guards that are just superb. And they missed some shots tonight, but this is a dangerous team come A-10 tournament time. No one wants to play LaSalle, I can tell you that right now.
And Coach, your team, another successful night on the boards. You finished at plus 16 overall.
Yeah, very surprising to be able to out-rebound a team as tough. These are tough kids from Philadelphia. They're mature, they're experienced, they're athletic. Ashley's got them really fighting. They got them hungry. This is a very impressive statistic.
Your biggest takeaway on this victory here tonight?
Well, we were in the locker room at halftime, and we were in a similar situation a week ago. St. Joe's, Philadelphia, and we had the 19-point lead, and we gave them a couple of lifelines. And I don't think we gave them lifelines tonight in the second half, and that's a tribute to our guys with their will to win that has really evolved as they've come out of that loss in St. Joe's last Tuesday.
Coach, last game you talked about the bounce back factor. You had the tennis ball. Looks like
yeah.
You still have it.
Yeah, I still got it right here in the pocket. We're bouncing back. We're bouncing back, baby. We're bouncing back. Yeah.
Coach, thank you for your time tonight. Congratulations on another victory here tonight against LaSalle.
Thanks, Jared. Thanks, Jeff.
Coach McKillop's comments are presented by Bearings, a global financial services firm with local roots. Bearings is passionate about supporting the communities where its associates work and live and is proud to partner with Davidson College on initiatives ranging from research and mentorship to community engagement. To learn more, visit bearings.com.